Hey everybody, it's Michelle. I am here to talk to you about our Patreon page. This is the page that you can go to help support our podcast with a monthly donation. When you commit to supporting us, you can get additional bonus content such as extra podcasts, our favorite playlists, our show notes, and eventually we would like to have merchandise to sell like t-shirts and baseball caps, and we would let you have first dibs at those. Of course, because we are coffee moms, we are offering membership levels that are as follows: the coffee membership, the cold brew membership, or the espresso membership. Now, no pressure whatsoever, but if you do love our podcast and you would like to help support it, you can go to patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. That is Patreon, patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. There you can choose a membership level that works for you. Melissa and I want to thank you in advance for your love and your support.
Messy Bun Mamas. I'm Joe.
I'm John.
I am Malcolm.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Michelle.
And welcome to the Messy Bun Mamas podcast. I'm like,
it's an early morning.
It's been like a couple of weeks since we've done this though.
So we're out of practice.
So today we're talking about,
we're going to talk about momisms. Ooh. The things that your mom used to say to you that you always swore you would never say to your kids.
Every time one of those come out of my mouth, I'm just like, I hate myself. I lose a little bit more of my soul. But first,
Mama of another week. You can start.
Okay. So the time has come, everybody, where I'm going back to work, no longer working remotely. And I don't know, this last week, it's just been like, I feel like Mike and I are kind of like feeling the weirdness of it, just because, like, I mean, it's been over a year.
Right.
It's a long amount of time.
Right.
But like, he's been doing Rayla's hair every day. His pigtails are crooked. He's been like trying to do Rayla's hair every day, and you know, when he'll run errands, he'll take the kids with him, where before he would just leave them here and mm-hmm. I would be working and they would be like fending for themselves in the cage. So it's just, it's gonna bring a whole different dynamic. And I keep having to remind Malcolm, like, Pa's not going to be here anymore during the day. Pa's going to be at work. And he's just like, well, you're always at work. And I was like, no.
It's different.
Literally not going to be here. And, like, when he thinks about it, like, and actually understands what I'm saying, he, like, gets all upset. And he's like, I miss you. You're the best Pa ever. I'm like, yeah, I am.
This is not wrong.
You're not wrong. So it's like, Tuesday is going to come and I'm sure I'm just going to be a mess. I'm going to be a mess. But I am excited because, like, anybody who knows me knows that I'm like a slight workaholic. I like being busy and I like work. So I feel like I'm able to get like a huge chunk of my identity back that has almost been missing, because it's just not the same working from home, at least with my job. I also don't really like it. I mean, I like being able to work in my pajamas and whatever, but I will say that I think that waking up every day and not like getting ready for outside life is not good for my mental health.
No, I don't think it's good for anybody's mental health. I've actually read an article about that this week.
Yeah. So it's like one of those things where it's just like, honestly, like it's probably good for me to go back to work just because I'll have to like shower.
You'll have structure.
Do my hair. Yep. I won't just like
rolling into work
and like literally walk in the office, you know, 10 steps away.
Right.
And clock
at
work.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going back to work this week.
Yay. Kind of.
Poor kids. I'm excited. I'm super stoked. Like, the more I think about it, the more I'm just like, yes, I need to go back to work.
I will say that getting dressed and showered and dressed really does do something for like your mental health. Cause I, right as I was like in the height of my anxiety back at the beginning of the year, I was in a mode of just getting up. And I mean, I would change my pajamas every couple of days, you know, but we weren't going anywhere. And right. So what was the point?
What was the point?
But now I make it an intentional thing of I have clothes set out for us. You know, we get showered, we brush our teeth. And so it really does have an impact on you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I define myself so much by Enneagram 3. I define myself so much just by my success at work. And it's hard for me to be successful working from home. I mean, I'm a project manager. I work in construction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, it's not, you know, it's hard.
Right.
And I haven't been able to do the job that I would want to do or that I'm used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the limitations that the different locations present.
Right.
So I'm super excited. I'm trying not to be because I feel like it's going to break a little because of my kids, but
it'll be conflicting.
Yeah. I think. But I never wanted to be home with them all day, every day.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just never did. So I feel like I got to bond with my kids more so, you know, because I was here, but like, I'm ready to go back.
You were given some extra time.
Yeah.
You're done bonding.
I'm done bonding. I know you now. You can move on.
All right, so my mom moment of the week is, I guess, kind of a me moment of the week. So our dog is sick. And, well, I shouldn't say sick. She has diabetes. And she was diagnosed with that in November. And so twice a day, I have to give her insulin. We were supposed to be checking her glucose, but our vet was not allowing us to come in to the building at the time, which is fine. You know, it was November, and in Wisconsin, our numbers were reaching like 9,000-10,000 confirmed cases at that time a day. And so that was fine, but we could not figure out how to work the glucometer. And she's like a super nervous dog. So she was not real happy about having to go in weekly. To get her glucose check.
You're going into this vet weekly.
Weekly. Ugh. And so we kind of just, I don't know, I'm probably going to get shamed by some people who listen to this and love their pets more than life itself. But I definitely have a line that I won't cross with how much I'll do for my pet. Well, I shouldn't even say it was for my pet. But I was doing it for, I was doing it for her too, but she would, like I said, she'd get super nervous. I had to time it out because we would have to wait in the car forever for them to come get her. We'd have to wait while she was in there. And so I would time it out so that I could do it before Dan went to work. But I also had to time it out so that it was so many hours after she ate. And so it was just a lot of work. So we stopped going for a while. And then we had to renew her prescription. So they're like, you haven't been coming in. And so
you're like, no, it was a pain in the butt.
And at that time I asked them, I'm like, hey, do you guys think you're going to be doing in-person visits again real soon is because part of the problem is that she gets super anxious and worked up about coming, and she's like, not for the foreseeable future. Okay. I guess. So the very first visit back was not a good one, because I had been just kind of, this is where somebody may shame me. I was just kind of doing a feel it out type of thing with increasing her medication. Like when she would start to get super bad, I would increase it. I feel like it was
Don't
a rocket.
Sorry, guys, I'm judging her a little bit. I'm judging her for you.
I feel like it's not rocket science. But we couldn't learn. We didn't get to learn how to use the glucometer. We tried to use it and we couldn't figure it out. We weren't able to get enough blood out. And we were told in January, oh, we'll show you. We just have to do it in the parking lot. It's Wisconsin. It's January. You're not going to get blood out of her ear in our parking lot.
February was right cold for like the whole month.
So they kind of gave me some judgy looks, and I was like, all right, whatever. But my big deal came in, and Melissa's heard some of this story already because it brought me a lot of angst. But like, they, whenever we called, starting from the very beginning of the pandemic, we would get pulled out, put on hold. They'd say, hi, thanks for calling, blah, 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 blah. Is this an emergency or can I put you on hold? And even when I had to go put my cat down, they put me on hold when I asked them not to, because I'm like, hey, I'm here to put my cat down. I don't want to be put on hold. They're like, well, it's not an emergency. So... it came to
outrage now, as I was the first time. Right.
three weeks of going back on the third week, got there a little early, only car in the parking lot, called. They said technician will be out shortly. And 5 minutes later, nothing. Another car pulls up. Another 5 minutes later, nothing. Well, I shouldn't say nothing. Another 5 minutes later, a technician walks out. I start getting Gracie's stuff ready. She walks past my car and goes to the other car. I'm done. So
I left.
Yeah. I left.
They called on you.
They called like, 30 seconds after I pulled out of the parking lot. Mind you, their office, I was parked in a spot where you can clearly see my car from their office.
Yeah.
So they're like, we were just about to come out and you left. We hope everything is okay.
Everything is not okay.
Right. That was the voicemail, because I didn't trust myself to be kind if I answered the phone. So I consulted the neighborhood, the local neighborhood group, Facebook group, we call it the gossip group, and asked for vets in the area that would let us go in with.
Because you have a nervous dog.
Because I have a nervous dog. And
if it was a normal dog, it probably would be fine.
And I said to Dan, I said, this wouldn't be so hard if we could go in, because sitting in the car with a 4-year-old for 40 minutes just sitting there is miserable.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm fine. I'll go sit in an office for 40 minutes if they have to make me wait, but at least it's not listening to my 4-year-old complain about having to sit in his car seat for 40 minutes. And so there was some complaints that were made and about our particular vet that we were going to at that moment. And when I made my request, I didn't complain, but I responded back to the complaints, and the vet / owner's wife
commented.
It was super awesome. And then she called me, and the call ultimately ended with me saying to her, you know what, this is not going to come to anything. Cause it was, well, you don't understand, half of our staff are out at lunch at 1:00. And I'm like, well, that sounds like mismanagement of your scheduling there. I said it nice though. I really did. Dan's like, I'm so shocked. You were so nice and professional. But, I mean, just everything was a pandemic excuse. And I'm like, I get it. I don't disagree that we had to be safe and secure. I don't disagree with any of that, but we're at a point now where our numbers are super low. People are starting to get vaccinated. There's no reason why you can't let us. I'm like, I'll wear a stupid mask. I'll come in with a mask. Let me come in with my dog to make this so much easier. And, but she's like, well, we're waiting for the state to be 70 to 80% vaccinated. I'm like, oh,
that's going to be forever.
Forever. So
I don't think Wisconsin's ever going to be 70-80%
vaccinated. No, we're all too liberated. So I don't disagree with the actions they had to take. I guess I'm saying, I just think it was overboard at this point. And so I said to her, I'm like, you know what? You said it at the beginning. I am going to go find another vet. So I feel like us just carrying on this conversation is a waste of both of our times. I hope that you have a great day, a great weekend, and I pray that God blesses your business. Have a great day. So we went to this new vet, Melissa. This is a long story. I'm sorry. Okay. We went to the vet and... all the way there. Now, mind you, our old vet was literally right around the corner from our house. Mm-hmm. We went to the new vet, which is like a half hour from our house. And the whole way there, Dan, now the night before I said, you don't have to go with. And he's like, no, I want to go with. So all the way there, he's like, this is so long. I'm wasting an hour of my day driving right now. I'm like, well, you didn't have to be here. I gave you the out. And he's like, no, I want to be there. I want to meet them. I don't trust
you. They have a lot of animals.
Right. So it's important for them to know their vet. And so he's right. Well, I think he just wanted to come.
He wanted you to be wrong.
He wanted
to be there.
Yes. Yes.
When you go down in flames. Right. I mean, I'd be the same way. I'd be like, I'm going to be witness to this train wreck.
It's true. So he's like sitting there complaining. Joe's in the back complaining because I'm not letting him have anybody's phone. So he's bored out of his mind. And I'm like, you know what? You're fine. I'm fine. We're all fine. Gracie's fine. It's going to be a great day. So we get there like right off the bat. Of course, we get to go in. Mm-hmm. Not a problem. We go in. We wait for a room. Then we go into our room and the technician comes in almost right away. She starts taking the information and Joe, chatty Joe, is like trying to chat her up. And so she gets down like the little bone structure thing they have of the animals and puts it on the exam table and is like, here, you can play with this. And she got out the little fake heart. Animal heart thing. I mean, like, she got down all the stuff and was like letting
him. He was probably in like anatomy heaven.
Right. And then in between asking us questions and updating Gracie's medical records, she's like fielding his questions and talking to him as well. So I'm like, all right, I'm already won over. I don't
won me over.
But then the vet comes in and he like confirms some of my suspicions. Like he's like, well, being anxious could even drive up her numbers. So doing a daily check on her, a one spot check for that specific day might be showing incorrect numbers. I'm like looking at Dan. Like,
Interesting, isn't it?
Not a doctor, but I should have my degree, apparently. But he was like, you know, this is perfectly manageable. We can do this. We don't have to rush this out. So instead of doing like they did show us how to use the glucometer, and her numbers were like 100 numbers difference between what it had been the other 3 weeks to what it was at that visit. So very obviously there's a difference, but he's like, we're going to do this fructose test or whatever, basically an A1C on a dog. So they did that. They were able to do all of the vaccinations we needed for her to get updated. The vet took the time to like answer all of our questions, like face to face. Joe, chatty Joe, was like, in his face to face. I mean, they both had their masks on, but I was like, hey, Joe, we'd give him his personal space. And the vets just put his hand on Joe's arm. And he's like, that's fine. He's okay. And da, da, da. I'm like, so when they had walked out, because they took Gracie to go get all that stuff, I looked at Dan. And I had been kind of side-eyeing the whole time. And, like, you could see Dan, like, really starting to warm up. And so when they walked out, I'm like, look, I know you're really thinking hard for a reason to hate them right now. But I see your face. You can't hate them. And so he's like, well, we'll see when it comes to the bill. But the bill was totally comparable. In fact, it will be cheaper because the fructose test is, like, almost $100. And we were going in weekly, and that was $23 something. But instead of having to go in even monthly, we're going in every other month. So it's going to end up being cheaper. Wow. And I'm like, this is so amazing. So I am so proud of myself for, like, because Dan is a for life person.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if we are getting the crappiest service ever. He's like, no, that's our vet. This is our insurance. This is our phone carrier. We're not changing. And so I was happy because not only did I advocate for myself, but I advocated for Gracie as well. And we got her better care, and I won't have to
look at that assertiveness.
That's right.
So I have, like, a slow clap. I'll edit a clap in.
It's just important because if you don't know me, I used to be, like, a super assertive person. And then after Joe was born, I kind of, like,
regress.
And I've just kind of been, like, letting people push me all around. So it was a big moment for me.
That is a big moment, though, just to be like, listen.
Right.
This isn't going to happen.
Right. Well, and I said to Dan, I'm like, look, you don't want to take her to the vet. You don't want to give her medicine. You don't want to do any of this stuff. So if you want me to care for her, I get to choose where she goes. And so, anyway, that was a very long story. Thank you for sticking in with me, but I felt there was some context needed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I even edited out a lot of my angst. Because I could rant forever.
All right, so let's get into our topic of the day.
Yeah, I'm excited. So our topic is about momisms, those things that your mom used to say that you swore you would never ever say to your kids. So I actually have two different memes that I had found, and one of them is more of the things that I said would say, and I think they're kind of like the same thing.
Yeah.
That my mom would say, just a different version, the 2.0 version.
Yeah.
Of it. So I just want to go through those real quick, and then we'll go through the things that my mom for sure said to me that I sometimes say. So, like, the first one is, because I said so, that's why. And I cannot tell you how many times I've said this to Job. And every time I'm like every fiber in me is cringing. Like, why are you saying this right now?
My soul dies a little more every time I say it. Like, and I really do try to avoid it because it's like a garbage statement to say. But like, I'm telling you, just, I have a 7-year-old who's at the point where he questions literally everything that comes out of my mouth. And it's just like, stop questioning me.
Right. And then the words just fall out of your mouth because I said so.
And then I hang my head in shame as I walk away.
All right. And the next one is, I don't know is not an answer. And I say, I don't say this one to Joe yet because he's 4. He doesn't really say I don't know a lot, but I do say it to my husband a lot. But he drives me crazy. How can every time I ask you a question, you say, I don't know? You've got to know something. You're not dumb.
Not dumb.
Number 3 is eat your vegetables. Number 4, beds are for sleeping in, not jumping in. Now, I have to tell you, I don't say this.
I don't say that.
I don't say that.
They can jump in their beds as much as they want.
Yeah, I don't care. Just don't fall off. Yeah, and if you do fall off, don't cry about it.
Yeah.
You make choices.
I am more of the respect of don't jump on, you know, my couch.
Mm-hmm.
What goes on in your bedroom is your business.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are going to jump on your bed and you fall off, don't come down here looking for smooches,
right,
and me to yell at somebody.
The only thing I want to see is broken fingers,
right,
noses, I mean, blood coming out of something. If there's none of that, then I've gotten,
I mean, you're jumping on your bed,
you're making choices.
Yep. Who do you right? Deal with the consequences.
No one said life is fair. Now, I have to tell you, I've not said this, but Joe recently, when we play board games, has started saying, and he must have picked it up from somebody in Sunday school or something. All right, I don't know. Maybe it's just natural. But when he's losing, he'll say to me, that's not fair. That's not fair. This is not fair. And so I'm getting close to the point. I really had to resist yesterday. That's why when I saw this meme after we played that game, I was just like, good job, Michelle. Good job not sounding like a mom by saying, well, life isn't fair.
I say that all the time. That's not fair. You probably don't have to deal with the fair as much because Joe's an only child.
Yeah.
That's, I'm sure, I swear I say that 5 times a day.
That's probably a true statement. He's not fighting with someone for stuff. I'm sure once he gets older and he realizes that Dan and I get stuff that he doesn't.
Yes.
That
he'll
probably
get it more.
This one I really hate. And I've not had to say it to Joe yet, but I'm sure it will come out. Your hands are not broken.
I do legs a lot. I got some lazy kids. Lazy kids. Like, let's go trick-or-treating. I don't want to walk.
Right.
I'm sorry. You're not going to walk a block
right.
for a pillowcase full of candy.
Right.
Your legs are not broken. You weigh 40 pounds.
Right.
Stop being a lazy bum.
Get up and walk.
My mom's like, make sure to bring the wagon so they can walk if their legs get tired. I'm like, listen, if you're not willing to work for the candy, mm-mm. you just don't get the candy.
You know, I have to tell you, and I'll tell you a short story of something that I did. And I think some moms judge me, but I still don't care. But Joe was 2. We went to the zoo with some friends. And me, being me, I forgot his stroller at home. And so he was starting to get tired. And Joe is a big kid. Mm-hmm. And he was wanting me to carry him everywhere. And I'm like, not going to do it. So one of my friend had invited some other friends. And one of her friends had said, you can use my stroller. That's fine. He threw, I mean, it was one of those screaming, somebody better check on that kid. He may be being beat.
Because he was in a stroller he didn't recognize?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got, like, we belted him in with the 5-point harness thing because he was, like, bucking and screaming and everything. And I'm like, dude, I can't carry you through this whole zoo. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And, like, he wouldn't let you sit him on your shoulders or anything. And so, finally, I was just like, we were at the back of the zoo. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take him home. I can't do this anymore. I made him walk all the way to the car. And he would stop and he'd cry, please, please, up, up, up. Nope. You made choices. And even if you're judging me now, I still don't feel bad about it.
I'm
like, you're 2, dude. There's no reason for this type of a meltdown.
No.
I mean, if you're that tired, it shouldn't matter what stroller
exactly.
you're in. So.
Like, barring some sort of, like, mental or emotional limitations that, you know, warrant meltdowns or, like, meltdowns due to, like, change there's no reason.
Right.
You're just being a jerk right now.
You're just being a jerk. And his dad can be very much like that. Well, this isn't the way that, and I'm like, no, you will not be like that. I'm sorry. You are going to be flexible and able to adjust.
Listen, whether you like legs were tired.
Right. And someone said, here, you can sit in this chair and I'll push you around.
And I'd be like,
let's do it.
Any chair. It doesn't even have to be that comfortable. I'm lazy and my legs are tired. Push me around.
You got some snacks on this chair?
Does it recline? I'm sure it did.
It did.
No, I would.
Excuse me.
No, but I feel like you and I have very like similar styles of parenting. But I'm on the same board as you. Like, ain't no way you flip it out. Oh my gosh, I would have made him walk all the way back to the car. And well, the only reason I would have left is because it's just like obviously you've ruined our trip.
Right. Oh, that's what I was just like. I can't do this anymore. I'm just going to leave. And so we did. But all the way to the car, I was just like, nope, you can hold my hand. And I know there were people that were there and even somebody that was there later said, he is just a baby. Nope. He made choices. So, but we'll do some more, right after this break. And we're back. So let's just dive right in here because I have these first 10 that I was going through, but then I have the other 10 that will be a whole lot of fun. Your face is going to freeze like that. So I think that that's on this other one as well. And I don't remember my mom saying that, but I do remember my dad saying that to us.
Yeah, I don't remember that. And I don't say it to my kids. Because it's silly.
Right. I don't.
I feel like if I was like, John, your face is going to freeze like that, you'd be like, that's scientifically impossible. Oh, right. The muscles in your face structure are actually some kind of muscle that something ridiculous that I'd just be like out science. Right. I'm not
trying to live that life. Right. I like to set myself up for moments when I appear smarter than you. So I'm not going to. Yeah.
That would not be one of them.
Joe does he doesn't give me like scientific proof right now, but he does do this thing where he'll look at me and then he'll smile and say, you're so silly, mommy.
And by silly, he means dumb.
Right. That's, I'm not 100% sure that's what he means, but it's kind of what I take it as when he says it. I'm like, my son just nicely put me down.
excuse silly me. Woman.
You silly girl. Wait until your father gets home. I did hear this. I don't say it because my husband works so many hours, like, by the time he does get home or Joe sees him, like, it would be totally lost.
But I feel like, again, he's young, but Dan works second shift.
Yeah.
So it's like, Joe's not awake when he gets home.
Right.
So you can't use that.
Yeah, it's literally almost a whole 24 hour. Well, I mean, he leaves for work at 2, and then he gets, if he works overtime, he doesn't get up until 9 or 10, so it's almost 24 hours. Yeah.
Now, I have heard Mike say, like, some variable of this to the kids about me. Like, I'm going to tell Ba when she gets home, or when Ba gets home, or something like that. And the kids, you know.
Are you the bad cop in the relationship?
For sure. Yeah. I'm the bad cop. Absolutely.
Me too.
I feel like every mom is the bad cop.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
I feel like at this point, if I said to Joe, I'm gonna tell your dad when he gets home, he'd be just like, okay. Because Dan would be like, you shouldn't do that. I have this whole Dan had this whole conversation because Joe said that he hates me a week or two ago, and he tried to have a serious conversation with Joe, and Joe like totally turned it around. So I don't feel like saying wait till your dad gets home would be effective.
You're not wrong. I feel I just don't feel like the culture is the same as it was like back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So again, I don't have other kids, so I don't hear myself saying this. I don't care who started it. So I imagine you say this one more, hey? Excuse me.
All the time.
Yeah,
it's a pretty heavily used one in the house. I've gotten to the point with the two of them, and Mike's the same way. So Mike is very like, he'll sit them both on the couch, and by both I mean like the boys, because obviously like
Rayla, yeah.
If one of them is fighting with Rayla, it's the older one's fault 100% of the time. She's one. She's a baby.
Right.
Come on, guys. But with the boys, like he'll like sit them on the couch, and he'll just be like, listen. I don't like liars. And one of you's lying to me right now.
Right.
So this is what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you again, which one of you did this? And if the one who did it doesn't tell the truth, then you're both going to get the exact same punishment. Me, I'm just like roaring into the room, like spanking them both for being right, loud. Right. John's like, I was sleeping, which he wasn't. Like, I'm not,
right.
He was not sleeping. And I'm just like, really? So the huge thud and Malcolm screaming that somebody hurt him, he just did that on his own.
Right.
Okay, so it's kind of possible. He's kind of klutzy. He could have tripped. Okay.
Malcolm is my spirit child.
Maybe the one out of 100 times. Malcolm actually did do the thing to himself. However.
Right.
I'm not... It's 10:30 at night. I'm not arguing with you guys over who did what and why and whatever.
Yep.
You're both getting a spanking. It's 10:30 at night. Go to bed.
Right.
I don't care who started it. I don't care who made the other one mad. I'm finishing it.
Right. If we can't decide, let me just cut it off right here.
Well, I'm like, John... They do things to get the other one in trouble.
Right.
Like, purposefully. Like, almost to the point where it's, like, mastermind. Like, so, for example, Malcolm accidentally, or maybe on purpose, I don't know, he unplugged the TV in their room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at this time, John did not know how to plug the TV back in.
Okay.
I think he unplugged the cord from the back of the TV. Or
oh, okay.
Malcolm knocked the TV down.
So something a little more complicated. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. So John was like, Malcolm stole the cord to the TV. And we were like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, he knocked the TV over and whatever. And the cord came unplugged. And he didn't want to get in trouble. So he stole the TV cord. Okay. So Malcolm is saying he did this. So Malcolm's getting punished because he won't tell us where the cord is. Well, after like an hour of Malcolm like, I knocked over the TV. I'm sorry. I knocked over the TV. Mike's like listening to what Malcolm is confessing to. And he's like, where's the cord? Malcolm's like, I don't know where the cord is. I'm sorry. I knocked over the TV. And he's like, hey, John. Can you go find the court? Like, Malcolm's been punished for an hour. Like, I'm not right. saying he's on, like, a whipping post and we're, like,
beating right. him.
But, like, you know.
In the timeout.
In a timeout or whatever. And, well, we ground the kids to their room a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, even at 3 and 7, like, I don't know what age is appropriate to start grounding your kids. I'm, but it works in our house.
I was going
to
say.
John's acting a fool. I'm just like, go to your room.
Right.
No. Absolutely not. So Mike was like, after a while of Malcolm confessing to knocking the TV over and unplugging it, he realized that like, he's not
confessing to
hiding the cord. Mm-hmm. So he's like, hey, John, can you help me out? Can you go And Mike had scoured their room twice in this time. He's like, hey, John, can you do me a favor? Can you go look in your room for the cord? It was not 3 minutes later. John comes downstairs. He's just like, oh, my goodness. You hit it in such a good spot, Malcolm. He must have really thought hard about where to hide that cord. And Mike's just like, did he? Did he?
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of hard with the two of them because, like, they do things to get the other one in trouble. So
right.
It very much is like, I don't care which one of you started it. Like, we're, no.
Right.
No.
Yeah. I don't have that. I always think maybe Joe wouldn't be so needy for attention if I had more kids, but then I also have been in with the families where there's multiple kids and like
attention.
They just go, well, even they just go at each other all day and I'm like, I don't know that I could necessarily deal with being a referee all day either.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And it's definitely like I don't know. I would say that our kids are probably more independent than some of the other people that I know. Like, we send our kids outside, like, go in the backyard and play.
Mm-hmm.
The older kids. And they'll be outside for forever. If they come in and they're just like, John hurt me. I'm just like, you're fine. Go.
Go
like,
back out. Right.
I mean, unless you are injured to the point where, like,
there's blood, a broken finger, yeah. Something.
Unless something is... Yeah,
you're old school outdoor parenting. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like even in the house, it's just like we're not in the room with our kids all day long. Like Mike and I try and do things like around the house or in the yard when the kids aren't around, or like we're not in constant contact with our kids 24/7.
Right.
So I mean we do referee, don't get me wrong, but I feel like the boundaries that you set up with your kids are really going to affect the way that all happens.
I completely agree. This year, I have been allowing Joe more space outside. Like, hey, I'm going to go inside for like 5 minutes. You're good? And we have the security cameras. So if I'm feeling not real good about the time, then I can always turn them on. But, it's something that his dad is still not comfortable with. And I'm like, do you know, as a kid, like we rode our bikes, like
around the town,
literally around the town, which it was South Beloit. So it wasn't like, I mean, a whole, but I mean,
when he's not going around the town, he's going in the backyard.
I mean, we would ride our bikes from my dad's house to my mom's house, which was like a good 10 miles away.
Yeah.
I mean, we were entrusted to do that. And we're talking at like 7 and 8 years old. I'm like, this kid, we have to build up some type of understanding in him that he has to make good choices if we're not here. Because otherwise he's going to be a grown adult needing his mom and dad to tell him which way to go. And I'm sorry, that's not what
I
signed.
Like that.
Yeah. I have to. It's not what I signed up for. I need him to learn to know what is a good choice and what is a bad choice. And he can't do that if we're always helicoptered right over him.
Right.
So
true.
But on the flip side, we've had that issue of it's going to be my mom moment. So I don't want to disclose too much, but he's really gotten into wanting to go home with other people.
Danger.
No stranger danger at all. But I feel like in our backyard, it's for the most part safe from strangers. Because we don't have like real close houses or anything. So I don't know. But all right, on to the next. So this next 10 sounds more like things that our moms would have said to us. But the first one is the same as the other one is why? Because I told you so. Yeah. That's why. But here's one of my favorites. I'm going to give you to the count of three.
We do that. We count to three.
I don't even say I'm going to give you to the count of three anymore. I just start with the count.
Yep.
One.
Usually they'll stop at one.
Yes.
Sometimes, and like we have our kids pretty well trained that like if I get to three, you are getting a spanking.
That's, I start walking towards Joette too.
Yep. Yeah. No, we're not, this isn't like 1, 2, 2.5, 2 3/4, 2 7/8,
yep,
2 15/16. Like,
yeah, if
no, if I get to three, you're getting a spanking. I don't care if you stop at three. You needed to stop at one.
Right. Well, you needed to stop before one. And that's right. Why I'll give him this. I guess I kind of say it. I kind of say it with my eyebrows. Like, I raise my eyebrows. Like, do you want to go here? Do you want to play this game with me?
Do you want to test me?
Do you want... Yesterday I asked him, I said, does your butt hurt? Because he was just kept crying, which he's not feeling 100%, but he woke up from his nap and he would not stop crying for anything. And I finally said, does something hurt? Does your butt hurt? And he's like, no. I'm like, I looked him dead in the eyes. Do you want it to hurt? Dan's like, give him a break, he doesn't feel good. I'm like, he's literally has sat here and just screamed at the top of his lungs for a half hour now and nothing will soothe him. He's just being a brat.
Yep.
So
I agree with you. Not Dan. I know we're all surprised.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt. I don't say this to Joe either.
See, I don't say it. I don't say it's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt. But like, if one of them is doing something that I told them not to do and then they get hurt, I'm just like, oh, sucks to be you.
Yeah. Told you so.
I mean, I told you to stop four times. You're not going to come over to me after I told you to stop and be like, I hurt myself doing this thing that you told me to stop doing. Like, I mean...
I'm getting to the point where I tell Joe, because I feel like he's old enough to understand like the whole consequence thing, because he's very much a, I'll do this to someone, but cries when somebody else will do it to him.
I cannot with that.
And so like we were at the splash pad the other day and he was chasing some older kids around throwing cups of water at them. And I called him over and I said, look, I'm okay with you throwing water at them, but I want you to understand, because he has a thing about water in his eyes, if they throw water at you and it gets in your eyes, you cannot come running to me. I'm not going to solve any type of problem for you, because you have to be able to take what you give. And Jeanette was there. She's like, I have to say that to my kids too. I'm like, but that's totally how I've been working him for about 6 months-ish now that we're getting back out into public again. I'm just like, you can play that way. I mean, if you want to do fist fights with your friends, go ahead. But if you get hurt,
And you and I have had this conversation a lot. Just like in general life when the kids are hanging out, or like when we talk about the kids and play dates or whatever, because like John is a rough kid. Mm-hmm. He's a very touchy, he's a rough kid, he's a rough and tumble. Like my boys are all, they're boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggle a lot when it's like a kid whines because they're not winning.
Right.
And they want to like, stop, you're hurting me. And then like, John will get off of him. He'll like get off of him and then they'll go right back to it. I'm just like, no.
Nope.
So we have a rule in our house where it's like, if you say stop, we're done playing that game.
Yep. We don't go back to it. Nope. We're all done.
We're done.
Go find something else to do.
And they'll be like, no, I was just playing. It's like, we don't play that. We're getting hurt.
Right.
That's not a game.
Nope.
So.
Because let me tell you about the story of the boy who cried wolf.
Right. Right.
Another momism.
Right. So we definitely have, in our house and when we go places, I get, like, I will tell parents, like, okay, so I'm not going to yell at my kid to stop. So he'll get off your kid, or he'll stop doing what he's doing to your kid just for your kid to turn around and do the exact same thing.
And jump right. Nope.
Like, it needs to be done
right, and there is like a significant difference. So like I feel like Joe, that's why I say, because now Joe is older. We've had like almost a whole year of like not a whole lot of physical contact with kids. So there's, he was, had just turned, well, he was 2.5 or 3.5 when the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And so now, and so before then there was probably a little more leeway with me, like, well, he's still a little bit little, you know, be a little more gentle. Now I'm like, no. You hit someone, you better expect it back. I mean, because I had brothers. Yep. I had so many brothers. And I mean,
well, you kind of have more work cut out for you because he is an only child.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want him to be that kid.
Right.
We all know that kid. But it's true. It's like you don't want him to be that kid who's just like, no.
Yeah, the one that wants special attention or wants. Not attention, but
who's over dramatic and ridiculous.
Yeah, just
you don't want to be an NBA player where, you know, they get tapped and then they fall on the floor and fly back 3 feet. You don't want that.
He's practicing though. He did the other day in the store, I took him by his wrist and he's like, "Ah!" I'm like, oh, All right, moving on. I'm really trying not to tell my mom moment for the next one episode. I don't know is not an answer that we went through that one. I would have never talked to my mother that way. I don't say it, but I'm just like, no, you can't talk to me that way. But I don't say that. It's in my head, though. Uh-huh. I hear it playing in my head.
I can't tell you how many times, like, lately, I, like, John will say something to me, and I'm just like, do you think that's an okay way to talk to me? Mm-hmm. Why are you questioning what I'm saying to you right now? And I'll just be like, yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it. I'm just like, listen, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with it. This is what's wrong with it. The parent, you are the child, you are to listen to what I say. I don't care if you agree with it or if you feel like you're smarter than me, you are not. So I've never said, like, I mean I do pull out the Nana card a lot, like, what do you think Nana would do if I said that to her? Like, I kind of do.
It's a similar.
I do pull the Nana card a lot.
Do you find that your mom lets your kids get away with
more than I did, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. But like, I will. So when John does something naughty, like I'll call TT Lee, which mm-hmm. is his godmother,
right?
And I'll call Nana, and he has and they'll give him a lecture just like I will, because we kind of like co-op parenting, where like these are the people who are in his life that, like, when I'm done, when I am reached my top level,
when you need to tag out,
I'm gonna call TT Lee and tell her that you know did this thing, and TT Lee's gonna give you a lecture. Yeah! Oh yes, oh yeah, I'm dialing right now.
I always laugh when I see the meme that says where it's like the kid says something like, well, grandma would let me do that or say that, and the mom is like, well, I guess your grandma's way cooler than my mom or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, or your mom is way cooler than my mom or something like that.
Yeah. I guess my mom is cooler than your
mom.
Right. It's true. No, for sure. Because I'm telling you, whenever the kids go over there and they make pancakes, I know I've talked about them before, but like sprinkles, blueberries, chocolate chips, whipped cream on the top with syrup. And I'm just like, never.
Right.
You would never let me eat this. And the thing is like, I mean, I would say that at this point, we would like 7 and 8. Yeah, I think that me and my brother were like making food for ourselves, like scrambled eggs and like mac and cheese and ramen. Like, we were making that for ourselves at this age. So it's not like we couldn't have done it, but I would never pull out a bag of chocolate chips and sprinkles and be like, I'm going to put these in my pancakes. Like, no. It just wouldn't happen.
Oh, sounds like my mom is way cooler than yours. Yeah.
It's true.
I don't disagree. I will say that I have had conversations with my mom and my dad where they'll be like, you need to shut that down. I'm like if there was a period where we would have to give Joe his dessert before he'd eat his supper. And my mom's like, I can't believe you're doing that. I'm like, he's eating his supper, so I don't really care what in order he eats it in. But there's other things where she's just like oblivious to what he's doing and saying. I'm like, what?
Are you paying attention to what's going on? Right.
You would have spanked me for doing that, Mom. But he's just so cute. I mean, you're not wrong, but that's not going to get him through life. All right. I've not had to say this because, again, he's 4. I'm not running a taxi service. My mom did say that to me, though. Yeah.
I don't think my mom ever said that to me. I think part of the reason my mom never said that to me, though, was because I had a significantly older brother who took me everywhere.
Right.
So she didn't
have that problem.
No, because, like, when I was 13, I believe, she went back to school. So she was working full-time and going to school at night. And my dad was working as well. So, like, Larry kind of just carted us around everywhere. And, I mean, it was fine.
Right.
And I got my license as soon as I was 16. So it was just like, I mean, Larry was carting me around. And then I got my license at 16. It was like... There wasn't they didn't
right.
need to be a taxi service.
No need for a taxi service. Yeah, I don't have to say that one. I probably never would. If everyone jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? I don't say that form of it. I'm just like, you don't have. This is what I say. Don't be a follower. That's what I say.
Yeah. We're not going to do dumb things just because everybody's doing dumb things.
Right.
Stop it.
Right. This is my long speech to him, which maybe it's a little much for a 4-year-old, but I say, don't be a follower. Followers don't get anywhere in life.
Followers get where everybody else is going.
Right.
They just get a lot less out of life.
Right. So I imagine, I don't think I'll say that ever specifically to him, but my version, I think, is better anyway.
It might be one of those things, like, if he's getting into trouble in a teenager and he's just like, well, everybody else is doing it. It's like, if everybody jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge? I can see, like, that coming out of my mouth, like, in anger and just, like, outrage at the stupid thing my son just did. But, like...
And I will say, my mom did say that to us, especially my brothers. And my dad would say that to my brothers as well. Because, you know, my brothers were boys and they did dumb things.
Boys are crazy.
It's like, what even made you think that?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, sitting around in a circle eating a can of beans so that you can have a farting contest. I mean, just what? What is that?
It's something built into their DNA makeup, I swear.
Excuse me. And then this one had the someday your face will freeze like that. Here's my favorite. One of my other favorites. It hurts me more than it hurts you.
People say that when they spank kids.
My parents said that to me. I've never said that to Joe, though, because I know that that's a lie.
It's for sure a lie. It does not.
It does not hurt me.
Hurt me to spank my children.
Nope. It does not hurt me.
It doesn't hurt me more.
Right. Well, I would say even the punishment part isn't what hurts me. It's the fact that he did or said something to disobey me to warrant that. Yes.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
And then the last one here is... My mom did this just because there were so many of us. But I, as a mom of an only child, I do it too. Bob, Sue, Joe, Fido, what whatever your name is.
Yeah, I do that.
We literally only have one kid, but at one point we did have six animals. So
you are calling him the animal's name.
That poor kid gets called Jerry all the time. Oh, and he'll look at me and he'll say, "My name is Joma." Stop acting like the dogs then. I'm just kidding. He doesn't act like the dogs, but that's so hilarious. Yeah, that was that. I think that's my all-time favorite. And it drives me nuts when I do it, because I'm like, I literally only have one kid in this house to remember a name of. But in all fairness, we had all those animals way before him. So I was yelling out their names, especially the two Weimaraners, because they were an atrocious lot of trouble when they were little. So
I feel like everybody I know who has that type of dog, like, has the same story.
They are full of character, but man, are they full of piss and vinegar too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a whole, I mean, they're very sweet and loving dogs, but holy cow, if they can get in trouble, they will. I mean, we eventually had to put railroad ties around the inside of our fence line because they would dig their way out like two or three times a summer. So, but that's the last of the momisms.
I definitely, especially if the kids are doing something naughty that I would expect out of their sibling, I will call them the wrong name.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, like even I'll call Rayla the boy's name. Like there, we don't have, it doesn't matter. It's just, whatever your name is.
Sorry, whatever your name is. All right, so that's the end of this episode.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was more fun than I mean, I knew it was going to be fun, but it was more fun chatting with you about it. So,
because yeah, we're hilarious. I know I haven't said that in a long time about how hilarious we are. We're hilarious.
Right, we haven't said that in a while, but I have to say that I did say it to Melissa this week because I was listening to an episode that's getting ready to air, and I'm like, that episode was really good. We're so funny. But anyway. Nobody else enjoys us. We do. But all right, so that's the end of this episode. But before we let you go, we are going to go into our recommendations of the week. So are you ready?
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So my recommendation is kind of silly because it's like, it's a throwback TV show that I never watched back in the day. It just wasn't my like cup of tea. But we've been watching it a lot as a family, and I think it's just, so my recommendation for this week is, if you're looking for like a show to watch as a family and you're like not kind of prudish, watch Malcolm in the Middle.
I love Malcolm in the Middle.
So I've never watched that show before.
Really?
I've never watched it
before. It was one of my favorites. I was sad when it ended.
And now we're watching it like with the kids, and it's just, it's so, it's kind of funny to me because I'm just like, this show is so relatable. Like the right. Mom just yelling at the kids like, man!
All the time.
Like, and Michael, like, look at me and I'm just like, I know that's me. I have no shame. Listen.
Right.
Boys, no. If I had five of them.
Right.
No.
Yep.
But yeah, so I mean, and I guess it's not even just watch Malcolm in the Middle, although you should because it's funny. And if you have kids who are like older than like 3 or 4 or whatever, I think that it would be a funny show to watch because it's very relatable, especially if you have boys. But I think that just the idea behind, because we are a big family movie night person, obviously, if you listen to the podcast, mm-hmm. You know that that's true. We're a big family movie night person, and I think it's actually added a lot to our family time, mm-hmm. that like we're watching a show together.
Yes.
Because I mean, in our current culture, you know, we binge watch shows all the time with significant others and friends and whatever, and just the idea behind like binge watching a show with your kids, mm-hmm. it's kind of just like, I mean, it's kind of fitting, not gonna lie.
Right, especially when they're at that point where they'll sit and binge watch with you, like,
exactly.
Yeah. I enjoyed Malcolm in the Middle, but I also enjoyed, which seemed like a similar show to me, The Middle. Did you ever watch The Middle?
No.
What, binge watch that after. It's very similar in style. She has fewer kids, but yeah, it's the same type of thing. Like the mom is just always a hot mess and the kids are a hot mess.
So much.
Sure. Yeah.
She yells all the time. Like, I just watched it. It's the last thing where, like, she threw her back out from yelling, and I'm just like,
get it.
Yeah.
I
feel like that's not outside the realm. Like, I know you shouldn't yell at your kids.
Right.
I mean, her kid was doing, like, something outrageous, like setting something on fire or whatever, and it's just like,
I think what I like too about the difference between the two is like the Malcolm in the Middle dad is kind of like a
space cadet.
Just a real, yeah, I was going to say dumb, but space cadet is more fitting, where the dad in the middle is more like the man's man type of dad, where he's like, I don't want to deal with any of this. I'm going to go to my room. And the mom's like, and I think my favorite is just because it reminds me so much of my childhood. And like when her oldest son, like, is just, he would always do ridiculous things. And she'd be like, Axel, are you kidding me? So, yeah, I enjoyed both Malcolm in the Middle and The Middle. They're both kind of similar in that style of just normal middle income family life.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because, like, obviously we have a child named Malcolm.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a funny thing now,
right?
Because it's just like, you know, we were sitting on the couch and I was like, okay, come sit by me. And Malcolm sat next to me. And John's like, I want to sit next to Ba. And Malcolm's like, and we're watching Malcolm in the Middle. And Malcolm's like, no, I'm Malcolm. I need to be in the middle.
I love Malcolm. I mean, I love John too, because he also says things that make me happy, but I love them both. That's a good recommendation, because I like any type of show like that where it reminds me of my childhood and also my present as
Everybody Loves Raymond is one of those for me too. Yeah. I love watching that show because it just makes me laugh, because like Deborah is just like, sometimes she'll like freak out on Ray and I'm just like, right? Like,
right.
How many times did you walk past the suitcase that is on the stairs? Like, you're just going to leave it there? Right. And then like we both passive aggressively just leave it there for like 3 months. Right.
It's true. It's true. Yes, I would say that that's also my favorite, but that's because of the mother-in-law as well. I love my mother-in-law, but sometimes her tendencies can be like that. So she doesn't listen to the show, so I can say that freely. I really love her, but one day, because she can be very passive like that, just passive in her kind of statements. And she was trying to convince us to buy the house across the street from them when we were looking for a house, and she said we could be just like everybody, like the families, and Everybody Loves Raymond. And I'm like,
do you watch that show?
Yeah.
Like, did she watch
that? She did. Oh. And I was just like, and you're Marie? And she's like, oh, do you think that I am like her? I'm like, who did you think you would be in this situation? I mean, you set yourself up for this. So she got offended and I had to apologize. But I very rarely will apologize when I don't feel that I was wrong. But I did apologize in that circumstance. So all right. So my recommendation for the week is on Instagram. And I love it. I don't know, people may say this is super lame, but there's a handle on there that's called, it's called at Chatty Bangles. So it's CHATTYBENGALS. And the lady that does a lot of reels of her cats. And if you have ever seen a Bengal cat, they're real talkative cats. And so she does these things where she acts like she's talking to them and having conversations with them. And then the cats will respond to her. And she does like the printed words over, like the cats are responding. And they just tickle me every time. I mean, sometimes they're like a motivational thing, like, you can do it. I know life is tough, but you can do it. But a lot of times it's where the cat's staring out the window and they have like a lot of wildlife, like deer will come up to their feeders and rabbits and birds and all that. And so they have quite the interesting conversation. And it's just always one of those, I don't know, I'm not even gonna say stupid because it makes me giggle. It's just one of those simple things that makes me giggle and kind of like relieves the stress of the day. So I will sit at night and sit and watch those just to laugh. So Chatty Bangles, I'm not sure how the morning came too fast. I don't know, I always use that as my excuse.
We'll link it.
I'll link it, or and we'll share it, their page on our Instagram as well. But it's just something fun to sit and watch. If you want to just, if you like cats and you like dry humor and you're one of those people that always wonders what your pets are always wondering or what your pets are thinking, it's just something fun to watch. So that's my recommendation for the week. Thank you for joining us for the Messy Bun Mamas podcast. If you can't wait to talk to us more, then hit us up on social media. We are on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Messy Bun Mamas Podcast.
You can also reach out to us on our website at www.messybunmamaspodcast.com or email us at messybunmamaspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
I am Messy Bun Mamas.
This is Messy Bun Mamas Podcast.
This is Messy Poop.
Messy Buns, you silly.